إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله ordered us and he said ادعوني أستجب لكم. He said ask me and I will give you. Make dua and I will accept this dua. About dua and about today, which is Jumu'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith he said that there is a sa'a, there is a time in the Jumu'ah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts whatever is asked from him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that sa'a today and enable us to ask that which is beneficial for us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give it to us, inshallah. I remind myself and you of a couple of things. First of all, the issue of dua itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu made it extremely simple for us. Allah simply said udu'uni. He said ask me. Allah did not say ask me how. Allah did not say ask me in what state. Allah did not say ask me after doing this or that or before doing this or that. Allah did not say ask me on this day or that day. He did not say ask me at this time or that time. This is not to say that there are no special times for the acceptance of dua. There are, and we will talk about that. But the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said udhuni. Now see the rahmah of this. The rahmah of this is that this makes dua completely and totally simple and easy for anyone in any state. Whether you are in a state of purity or impurity, whether that impurity is temporary or whether that impurity is not temporary, I mean whether it's a minor impurity or a major impurity, whether you are standing, sitting or lying down, whether it's a Monday or a Sunday or a Friday, any time, any place, any state, dua you can make and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he will accept. So for this we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. It is the human tendency to seek masala. People don't like simple things. And that is how mythologies get born. Because then somebody will come and they will tell you that to make dua, you must do it on Thursday after Maghrib and put on a blue light and you all sit in a circle and you light a fire in the middle and then you run around the circle and they will create this whole mess of rituals and then you feel satisfied. This dua is good because I had to do all of this tamasha. I made my life difficult. That is how this dua is good. It is like people, as we know in our country, the people who are ignorant, poor villagers and so on, they go to a doctor and they are never satisfied until the doctor gives them an injection. There is this thing in the mind that injection, if it is given, then he is a good doctor. So we know that there are various doctors, may Allah protect us from them, who give distilled water injections just to please the customer. So just giving a tablet is not enough. You have to give some injection. Now, it is very important, let us not become like this. Don't ask an unnecessary injection. Allah has made it easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu is our Rabb, we are His Ibad. Allah said, Udhuni, ask Allah. There is no need to, that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged people from asking unnecessary questions. And we know the whole story of Surah Al-Baqarah, the people of Musa alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for the man who was murdered, he said, slaughter the cow. And you will find the answer. They said what kind of cow and which and what. And then every question creates a new difficulty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Udu'uni. And let us therefore ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah to accept it. We are asking Him because He ordered us to ask Him. And therefore we ask Allah to accept this dua. Now about duas. Number one, dua itself is ibadah. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. He said it is not only ibadah, it is the brain of ibadah, it is the essence of ibadah. And that's the reason why it is not permissible to make dua to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. This is the essence of tawhid. We do not ask anyone other than Allah. So that is the first thing about dua. Dua itself is ibadah. Whether we get what we ask for or we don't get it, it's doing itself is ibadah. Number two, and ibadah means what? It means Allah will reward you for that dua. Whatever the dua was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for this dua. Number two, As I mentioned before, people came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we find sometimes Allah gives us, sometimes Allah does not give us. But Allah said, Uduni astajib lakum, ask me, I will accept your dua. So how do we understand this ayah? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained this issue. And he said that there are three ways in which dua is accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts dua. The first way is that you ask for something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu gives it to you. He said second way of also acceptance of dua is that you ask for something, Allah does not give you that thing because it is in the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you not to get that thing is better for you. Therefore Allah will not give you even though you asked. But in exchange for the dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes a calamity that was to befall you at that time. So that is the second way of acceptance of dua. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is a third way, and the third way is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give you what you ask. And at that time in your qadr, there is also no calamity to befall you, and therefore that also does not happen. Such duas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps with himself. And then when the slave is presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him and reminds him of the dua that he granted him. He shows him the calamity that was to befall him so that he knows about the second dua. And then about the third dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, O my slave, you made this dua, I did not give it to you, and there was no calamity in your qadr at that time. This dua is now with me. Now ask me and I will give you. And this conversation is happening on the day of judgment before the throne of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after saying this, he said that if you realized the value of this dua, of this third kind of dua, he said you will wish that all your life you ask Allah and he never gives you anything. Ajib, see the issue of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why I keep saying, whenever you read a hadith or whenever you read an ayat of the Quran, make fikr, make tadabbur on this, reflect on it. It's not just a matter of words. Think about this. What is the meaning of this? What is the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying? Allah will ask you on the day of judgment, what do you want? Today we want this, we want that, and we think, oh, my whole life is hinged on this one thing. If I get this, alhamdulillah, I am all set and dry. We don't even know what is the faida behind this thing, or whether there is some shar hidden behind it. Wallahu alam, we don't know. Now, even though we don't know, it's not haram to ask. We should ask, and we can only ask what we know, so we ask. But at the same time, if we do not get it, getting disappointed or something, this is not from the way of anyone with any knowledge. So therefore, very important for us never to lose hope. Never to stop making dua. Rasulullah said, Allah will give the slave what he wants. He said, the reason he doesn't get it is because he stops asking. He loses hope. He feels that, I asked this for so many times, now what is the point? No. Keep asking. Our job is to ask. As I said, dua itself is ibadah. Even if we don't get it, we ask for it all our lives, still it is ibadah, still we are getting reward for it. What's the problem? So never stop making dua. Keep on asking. No matter how hopeless the situation looks, keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third point, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu showed us in the Quran the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, and of course many, many other anbiya. But the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam is explained in detail in Surah Al-Maryam and elsewhere, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how Zakariya alayhi salam asked. First of all, Allah said, Nida'an khafiya. He said he asked in a very small voice. It is a personal conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the slave. A man came into the masjid, in Masjid al-Nabawi, and he started making dua, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your Rabb is not deaf, there is no need to shout. Speak softly. So, we have to ask dua. It's a personal conversation between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softly. Then Zakariya alayhi salam, he mentioned his own incapacity, his own age. He said, my hair has become white, my bones have lost, they have become brittle. My wife is beyond the age of childbearing. But oh Allah, give me a waris, give me somebody to carry on the work of nubuwat and the work of da'wah. So therefore, we bring before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, we bring before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our own weaknesses and our own ineffectiveness, and then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in keeping with His majesty and grace. We don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of this thinking that, well, you know, all these things are there, I don't know if I will get it or not, what is the point in asking, but I will still ask. No. You ask knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is musabbibul asbab. The asbab are for us, not for the one who created the asbab. Rules are for us, not for the one who is the maker of the rules. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in keeping with His majesty and grace. And then final point is, there are, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to ask Him anything we want at any time we want, and this is from His rahmah, there are also special times of acceptance of dua, one of which I already mentioned, which is on the day of Jummah. We ask Allah to grant us that time. Allah did not specify the time, but it is whichever time it is, Allah knows what it is, and we ask Allah to grant it. The other times of acceptance of dua, and it's not an exhaustive list, but to just some reminders for us. Number one time, the most important, the most powerful, the most effective time is in tahajjud. There is no time which is better than that time. To pray two rakat of tahajjud, and if Allah gives the tawfiq, we pray more. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dua in tahajjud. This is one of the the number one best time to ask dua. The second time to ask dua is between adhan and iqamah. So after adhan, pray two rakat of salah, make dua. Even without praying the two rakat of salah, you could still make dua. Tahiyatul masjid, you have to pray anyway. So that's a different matter, but the time between adhan and iqamah is a time of acceptance of dua. And the reason I'm saying is that this is five times a day throughout. Tahajjud is every single day. Jummah is, of course, once in a week. And then, of course, dua after any good deed. So after giving some sadaqah, after praying two rakat of salah, after reading some Quran, after doing any kind of good deed, to make dua is a time of acceptance of dua. Which is why also dua at the end of a fast, before, at the time of iftar, whether it is Ramadan or whether it is one of the nafil, the fasting of Monday and Thursday and so on, to make dua at the time of iftar is accepted because you have fasted the whole day for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua at the time of iftar. But don't make this as far, dua also after reading Quran is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but don't make that into a ritual, everybody sitting together, each one reading one juz of Quran, and then no need for, don't fall into this ritual business. This always causes trouble. Allah said, ask, you ask. You read Quran, you ask. There is no specific amount to read. Read whatever, read one ayat, no problem. Or read the whole Quran. But don't make it into a ritual and don't prescribe it to somebody, do this, do that, no. Do what Allah has told us to do. Then of course, dua in Ramadan, dua in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Now we are coming to Dhul Hijjah, inshallah, in a few days. And then the duas of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, very, very, the best days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them the best days of the year, except the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So, for the days are the best days of the year, and therefore duas in those time, and of course duas during Hajj and Umrah. We are now, inshallah, we are coming close to the time for Hajj. People are going. May Allah accept all their duas. The dua of Arafat, there is nothing better than that. We make dua in Arafat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the duas of all the brothers and sisters who are going to be in Arafat this year, and to keep us in their duas also, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your duas. I ask Allah to grant you that special time today when you can ask Allah whatever He wants, and we ask Allah to give it to you, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.